Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and spring is getting a lot closer. The weather's going to get nicer, and hopefully where you live, if you live in the northern part of the country, you did get some snow melt in the last week. We have had some warmer weather, and that's a good thing. But there's a little bit of snow. I know for the New England area, they're expecting, just a couple, 3 inches of snow. Our producer, Don, living in Minnesota, is going to get about 10 inches, but at least it melted, so it's making room for the new snow that's going to arrive. But we have to keep saying to ourselves, spring is 28 days away. And in 3 weeks, the hours change, so we're going to have daylight savings time, so that will make things a lot easier for us first thing in the morning. And then, opening day. For those of us that live in New England, Red Sox-Yankees game, 63 days away. So things are looking good, folks. You have to look at it that way. Otherwise, it will drive you absolutely crazy. Things are getting better. And I hope that you've been reading the newsletter, getting some information. And a couple weeks ago, we did a great schedule on starting vegetables indoors and in your garden. Hope that you printed it up and you've put it someplace where you can use it, because some of these things can be started right now. Some of the things are going to be started in the next couple of weeks. So check out the newsletter from a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't receive the newsletter, it's simple. Go to paulparent.com, top of the page. Click on newsletter, and then put in your email address, and every Thursday you'll get a copy of the newsletter, and it will help to give you a lot of information that will help you to have a better garden. And I think there's going to be a lot of us doing some gardening this year. The news is saying that by Memorial Day, gas prices will be $3.75 to $4. So I think there'll be a lot less traveling, spend some time in the backyard, plant some great vegetables, and I think you're going to enjoy. Once you've had a garden and you've picked a fresh pepper, whether it's green, red, yellow, or orange, when you've picked a tomato that's ripe, that's ripened on the vine, not on the truck, from Florida to wherever you live, even fruit coming in from Mexico, that's been in transit for a long time. It's good compared to what we had 50 years ago, but there's nothing better than going in the garden, picking some fresh summer squash, zucchini squash, fresh cucumbers, and eating them right from the garden. So think about that. It doesn't have to be a massive garden. Even if it's just a plant here and a plant there, the flavor, the taste, herbs, fresh pick herbs. Once you've grown your own herbs in your garden and you start using them for cooking and in salads, you just cannot replicate that with opening up a bottle, shaking the dried herbs on it. There's nothing better than fresh. And that's what the program's all about. We're here to help you to grow those fresh herbs. And if we can help you, the number to call, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's toll free. This time of the year, it's quiet. Another month from now, we'll be very, very busy and people will be calling up early. So if we can help you, if you have any questions, you're a new gardener, first-time gardener, or you're an older gardener and you've had problems in the past year or two, call us. Let's work together so that you have a great experience this year. There's a lot of new products coming this year, products that will help you to have an easier time. For example, Bonide Lawn and Garden is coming out with a product called 8 for Indoor Plants. Now, 8 is a chemical spread out probably 10 years or so, and it's replaced 7, believe it or not. 7 was a product to kill chewing insects. The problem with 7, which is still being sold, by the way, is very, very toxic to bees. If you apply it to your plants, the bees land on it, they bring it to the nest or the hive, and you can have a lot of damage to that colony. 8 is a lot less toxic, much, much safer. Well, they found that this product reformulated, if you have indoor plants and you have fungus gnats, and fungus gnats look like fruit flies and are flying around your home at this time of the year. Think about buying some bananas. When you buy them, they're on the green side. So you leave them on your kitchen counter. They begin to change color. You start eating them, but you always seem to buy a couple too many. They get the little black dots on it, which means that they're really ripe, and that would be the perfect thing to make banana bread. Well, we say, oh, I don't know. So you leave it there, it gets even riper, and the next thing you know, you have fruit flies around the house. Well, the fungus gnat looks very similar to it, but it lives in the soil of your house plants. And the only product that was available was called Diaznon. Diaznon was removed from the market about, 7 or 8 years ago, and nothing was ever made to replace it. Well, Bonide has done that. And if you go down to your local nursery, it's available in the spring right now for the first time. And you mix it with water, you water your soil, and it will kill them. The problem with this fungus gnat is it lays its eggs in the soil. The eggs hatch, turns into this tiny fly. They'll come out of the soil and fly to another plant. They'll lay eggs there, go to another and another, and before long, all of your house plants get contaminated. They love a good quality potting soil, a soil that has a lot of organic matter, like compost, peat moss. That's what they live in. That's what they like. So the better your soil, the more fungus gnats you could have. So if you're getting these little flies flying around the house, now you know what it is, and now you know how to take care of it. Okay? Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Call us. We'll all work together so that you can have a great garden. Now, spring is getting close. The first plants to come into bloom are not that far away. The first shrub, and some of you probably have this in your yard, and it's blooming, is a plant called witch hazel. And witch hazel is a very unique plant. The flower is like a little tiny trumpet, about an inch long, and they're in clusters on the plant, and it begins to bloom during February. When the sun is out and it's warm, the trumpets are fully open. There's a little bit of a spicy smell to it. As the sun begins to set, the flower closes and curls inward. New Year's Eve, you have that ornament, that horn that you blow, and when you blow on it, it fills full of air and it uncurls. It makes a noise, and when you release your pressure, it curls right back. That's what the flower does. But it's in bloom during February, March, and into April. So if you have a friend that has witch hazel, you should go to their home and see it, because that's the first. And the first perennial, Helleborus. And we'll tell you about that after these messages. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and my home in Kennebunk, it's 16 degrees, but it's going to warm up a little bit. And with the long holiday, it'll be a great time to get out and enjoy the weather. Also, to plan out your garden. Now, if you're looking for some ideas, seed catalogs are the way to do it. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and you click on information on the right side of the website, click there. It will send you to a whole listing of different subjects that we're discussing. And there's a place for seed catalogs. And there's about, I don't know, 50 or 60 seed catalogs there that you can order right online. Most of them are free. And that way, you can begin to put your garden to bed. Okay? Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you getting ready for spring?
I am. I am efficiently, not efficiently, I am ready for spring. I need it.
I know you're a big baseball fan. You can't wait till the season, so it is coming. It is coming.
Let's hope. Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Who do we have up for us this morning?
First, this is Al from Maine, who has a question about strawberries.
Okay, thank you. Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, and I love your newsletters. I printed out the ones that you had, I think it was about a week ago, about the planting charts, when to plant the seeds and put the plants in for transplant and everything like that. I love all that information. Paul, last year you gave a very detailed in your newsletter about asparagus beds, how to, you know, how to do a raised one, how to get it all ready, how to put it to bed and everything for the winter. And I followed it right to the letter, and I'm hoping that I get some real good asparagus this year. My question now is strawberries. I want to do the same thing, but I don't know how to make a raised bed, you know, what type of soil, what type of mulch do I put down to put them away for the winter and it's like that. Is there any way we can get some sort of information about that?
I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Al. As I do the last few weeks, I'm always looking for you to tell me what to write on. I just wrote it down, and coming in this Thursday's newsletter will be everything that you need to know about strawberries. How's that?
Thank you.
And that way you'll have it down on paper, and you'll be ready to plant. But growing strawberries is really, really easy. It's a lot of fun. And the taste of a fresh-picked strawberry compared to what you buy in the supermarket is like night and day. Not that they're not good, but when you can grow them in your own garden, the flavor is incredible. The things that you're going to need to do, you're going to need to provide a location with sun all day. They really need to have the sun, because when the strawberry begins to ripen, it ripens with the sunshine. And in the springtime, the weather is usually on the cool side. It's not like it's July where you have all that heat to help the plants grow and to ripen faster. In the spring, when the strawberries come in, it's still cold. So if you can have as much sunshine as possible, that will really help to give you bigger berries and better tasting berries. So find a location with lots of sun. The better that you prepare the soil, the better it's going to be for your strawberries. And when I do this, I'll tell you what to do. But you'll need to add compost, animal manure, because you have to say to yourself, this plant is going to be in that garden for 3 years. After 3 years, you get a chance to take everything out and replant. So you got to think for the long run. It's not going to be like planting a tomato. You know, you plant it and you figure, well, if it doesn't work, then I'll fix it up next year. It's in there for a 3-year period. The first year, when you get your plants in, as soon as your plants begin to make flowers, the very first flower cluster that appears, you're going to get all excited to see these white blooms. You're going to pick it off and throw it away. To give the plant time to get a nice big root system established. So those are a few hints. Now, if you're listening and you want me to write about something, call 800-259-9231. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And we were talking about the newsletter a little bit earlier. I messed up this week in the newsletter. I was trying to make it for President's Day, and I put one line in there that after I sent it to have it printed and sent to you, I realized I made a mistake. And I said that Andrew Jackson was responsible for the Lewis and Clark expedition, and it was Jefferson. So I apologize for that. That was my error. I was trying to get a lot done in a short period of time, and I messed up on it. But it was. If you get a chance, take a look at the newsletter. There's some fun stuff in there. Try and make it interesting for you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Cape Cod, who has a question about his lace cat hydrangea.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yes, I have a lace cap hydrangea. It's about 9 years old, and it's probably about 5 feet tall and about 6 feet across. And I'd like to move it from its present location about 50 feet away. I was going to put it on a top and drag it across, but I want to have it cut down. How much can I cut that down without damaging the plant?
Well, I'll tell you, this past year, Bob, I have never seen hydrangeas on Cape Cod grow as much as they did. I'm sure you noticed it. Normally, they don't get as big as that. But I was on the Cape several times this past summer, and I just couldn't get over how large all of the hydrangeas had gotten. So what you want to do in, mid to late March, as soon as you see that, you know, the weatherman is not going to have any more surprises for you, no more snow, things are beginning to look positive, then dig it and get as large of a root ball as possible. And as you mentioned, that's the only way to move plants. Because if you try and pick it up, it's way too heavy. So you dig a trench in the shape of a donut all the way around the plant. And what I like to do is the night before you're going to dig that hydrangea or any plant, take the hose and really water the plant. Really soak the soil around it. And where you live on the Cape, the soil is sandy. So by wetting the soil immediately around the plant, it helps the soil to stick together. That way there's less of a problem with you breaking the root ball. And get as large of a root ball as you can. Now, you can cut back that plant by a third. So if it's 6 foot tall, cut it back to 4 foot. It's going to be easier for you to handle in that moving process. Dig your trench, wrap it with a piece of burlap, and you can buy burlap at some of the nurseries carry it, feed and grain stores carry it, and you wrap it all the way around and then overlap the two ends. And if you have some nails, that's what I do, is I'll push a nail through the two pieces of burlap and then bring it back out through the burlap so that you're weaving the nail into the burlap to hold it together. Roll it out of the hole onto the burlap, and then you can slide it. Now, if it's really, really big, you can split it in two while the plant is dormant. You can take a garden spade, lay it on its side. You take a garden spade and split it in two. You can take a hatchet to help you, but you can break it into two equal sized pieces, and this has to be done while it's dormant because it is quite a shock. Then plant them at the same level. So the top of your root ball is going to be level with the existing soil where you're going to plant it. Add some compost to the soil and really make it nice. Hydrangeas require a lot of moisture. So at the time of planting, use soil moist. And soil moist looks like rock salt, granular. And you don't need a lot. For a shrubbery, like you're going to be moving, probably a couple of teaspoons is all you're going to need. And you would put that in the soil around the plant. Mix it in really well with the compost and the potting soil. The soil moist is going to expand like jello. And that's what they put in babies' diapers. And it will help the root system to hold moisture around it. And it really does make a big, big difference when you're transplanting. The other thing that you want to add, because you're dividing it and uprooting it from where it was established, mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is the new technology of gardening. And mycorrhiza will help to even eliminate the transplanting shock. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria that you can buy in a powder or a liquid at your favorite garden center. You're going to sprinkle that in the hole also. Mycorrhiza microbes will attach themselves to the roots, and within 30 to 60 days will double the size of your existing root system. It's wonderful. You cannot believe what it does to plants until you've used it. And then just keep it moist, and you'll be in great shape. So get as large of a root ball as you can handle. Cut the plant back by a third, maybe even a little bit more. Get it to a location. Divide it if you want. Compost, animal manure. Plant it at the same level. Use the the product to retain moisture around the root ball, soil moist, a little bit of mycorrhiza powder, and then keep it nice and wet. Put some compost around it or some bark mulch that will keep the weeds out, will help to hold moisture in there during the heat of the day. It's a great way, and you'll have beautiful hydrangeas. Remember, hydrangea needs to be in full sun, so wherever you move it, make sure that it stays in the sunny location, and you'll be in wonderful shape. And you should be able to enjoy color even this year after a major move and a division. Okay? But as soon as the ground is workable, the weather looks good, you've got some energy, get started early. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're all going to work together so that you can have a great gardening season. Dawn, who's up next? Okay, if we can help you, we have open lines. Give us a call. We're all going to work together. Now, with the season coming, we have witch hazel that's in bloom right now with some locations, and a perennial that's in bloom right now where there's no snow cover is called Helleborus. And this is a great perennial. It is the first flower to bloom in your garden. Very, very first. The foliage is evergreen for the most part. Some of the foliage is going to fall, but it does retain green leaves all year long. And it's bells. The flowers are about an inch in diameter. They mimic a bell. And the colors, yellow, pink, purple, chocolate in color. And they love a nice, partly shaded location underneath tall pine trees in a shaded garden. They are wonderful. They start to bloom during the end of February and will continue to bloom until early June. The plant itself will grow, depending on the variety, about 15 to 18 inches in height. Some will get bigger, spread about the same, but it's the unique way that it blooms and the time. It blooms at a time of the year where there is nothing. And if you live on Cape Cod, where there's not too much snow, they'll be enjoying them within the next week or two. So think about that when you're planning your garden. Helleborus. When you buy them at the garden center, they're going to be more expensive than something like Coreopsis or Hosta. But they are much, much more sought of because of the time of the year that they bloom. It gets you excited. It gets you motivated when you see this happening. The first shrub to bloom. Most of us think of the forsythia. But there's one that blooms before the forsythia. It loses its foliage during the winter. It has purpley-pink blooms. And it's in the rhododendron family. That's right. It's a rhododendron that loses its foliage during the winter. The flowers look like it, but they're small. If you're familiar with the rhododendron PJM, tiny flowers about an inch to an inch and a half in height and width, looks like that. But the plant right now that's in your yard is nothing but sticks because it's a deciduous flowering rhododendron. It's called Rhododendron macranulatum. And it's this purpley pink color. And all of a sudden, you see this thing in bloom in your yard, and it's the first shrub to come into bloom. And quite a few garden centers sell it. And it's something that if you like to garden, this could be a plant that will help to motivate you because it does bloom early. Usually during March, again, when there's nothing else in bloom. But it's rhododendron, Mocronulatum. It will grow 3 to 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide. The leaves are the shape of a rhododendron, but much smaller, about an inch to an inch and a half. And they fall in the fall. They turn kind of a yellow-red color. More on the yellow side. And it's pretty to see it in the fall with the leaves changing color. But the excitement is during the early spring when you see this bloom. And it will grow in a shaded area. So if you're looking for the first, Rhododendron Mocronulatum. And you will really like this. Then the forsythia comes into bloom. And then all kinds of things. But if you're looking for something early, the one to look for is Rhododendron Mocronulatum. It blooms right after the witch hazel. Witch hazel is the first. Then Mocronulatum. Call us 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the number to call. Call us now, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. At least to help you to have less problems than you've had in the past years. One of the first flowering trees to come into bloom are the cherries. The wild cherries that grow on the side of the road, and your flowering cherries. And in the newsletter this past week, we talked about probably the most known of the flowering cherries, the one that grows all over Washington, D.C. And if you're able to attend that festival, it's incredible. There are literally thousands of cherry trees in bloom all over Washington, D.C., and most of them, a lot of them, were presents from the Japanese government, the Japanese people, to this country. They're all over the tidal basin. And they'll be in bloom pretty quick here. The weather is beginning to get nice, and you know, hopefully they'll be showing some color real, real soon. But that's one of the first trees to bloom, and the wild cherry, plus all the hybrids, they're the ones that give you the color very, very first. Followed very close behind by a plant that does very well south of Boston called the red bud. And I love this tree. It's a plant that on Cape Cod and the state of Connecticut, along the coast, does very, very well. Most of Rhode Island, it will do very well. The New Bedford, Fall River area, south of Boston will do very well. But once you get north of Boston, doesn't do that well. But it's called the red bud. And the tree comes into bloom before the leaves open. And they're kind of a purpley pink color. and the flowers themselves are in clusters the entire length of the stem. And the color is so unique that it really stands out. Very, very noticeable, because I don't think there's any other tree that has that color. And the, as I said, all the branches are covered with these clusters of tiny blooms. The color is similar to some of the magnolias, the big, big tulip-shaped flowers, that purpley pink color. It looks similar to that, except there's no white. Blooms for about 3 weeks, and then the leaves come out. And what's so unique about the red bud, the flowers are really pretty, but the foliage is in the shape of a heart, a perfect heart, every single leaf. The tree is very graceful. It's kind of a rounded head. The top of the tree is in a rounded shape, with the branches kind of arching downward. It's not a weeping tree like a weeping willow, but the branches don't grow straight up. They grow up and then they arch down. Very, very graceful. But if you live south of Boston, it'll do wonderful for you. So if you live in all of Rhode Island, southern Connecticut, into southern New York, Long Island, and then New Jersey south, no problem. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you get a chance, try and find it on the internet. But it's called a redbud. It's a gorgeous-looking plant. Some of your nurseries do carry it. Again, north of Boston, if you have a harsh winter, you have a lot of dieback. So it really doesn't do that well. But south of it, it's fantastic. So it's a good-looking plant. It blooms early, and you'll really love it. Now, one of the first vines to come in bloom, and one of the most frustrating of all the vines until you get it to bloom, is the wisteria. Everybody loves the wisteria. Looks like clusters of blooms that resemble grapes, cascading in bunches of grapes. That's the first vine to come into bloom for most of us. So start thinking about the arrival of spring. It's not that far away. 28 days. Give us a call.